Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
The name is Ralph. No, it's not. It's Dibney. Ralph Dibney. But it is Alan Barry, and we have the license to elongate. So you guys stay tuned. We'll be back in a flash.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Ayo! We are back for another episode of The Flash, Season 6, Episode 6. Ayo!
Hey!
A License to Elongate, which is an interesting title.
I'm about it, too.
Obviously, Team Flash is...
We're a little slim tonight.
Like tonight's episode, they were a little slim tonight, too. You know, Jeff and Shiksha are somewhere in Century City. They'll be back when they're back. This is interesting. I'm in Central City.
They're what?
What?
I don't know what you just said there.
I'm having a lot of
Could be in Gotham.
Gotham. I think Jeff is in Gotham.
Yeah.
I think Shiksha is in Freeland, which is another DC city, if you watch all the DC.
Will that be Black Lightning?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I was not familiar
with that.
It's the superior city. Okay.
Besides, obviously, you know, The Flash. It's fine. We miss them dearly, but they will be back with us, you know.
Next week.
But, okay. It's okay. Because I, to my left, have the Barry Allen to my Iris West.
Oh, girl.
Girl. Boy.
Keep it coming.
It's my boo, Zach Silverman.
Hey, what up?
Zach will be in the live chat with you all, so make sure that you guys are giving us all of your thoughts.
All the love.
Zach is checking it out. Plus, we have some really good meta tweets later on in the episode. We love your all's tweets. You guys are hilarious, and we will be shouting some of you all out. And we have some news and gossip. That's really exciting, I think.
Yeah, about this episode, yeah.
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 But let's get into this episode. How did you feel about it? I know... You have some feelings towards Ralph.
I
but
do.
I feel like tonight was a little different.
I feel like I watched a James Bond movie.
Yeah.
I think it was a little too tongue-in-cheek.
Really?
Just a tad. I mean, they went there. They made it known, like, hey, we're doing a Bond thing. So, I mean, the fact that they, like, went there so fast, it took me out of the state to be like, okay, well, here we are.
But you know what? I like that they acknowledged that they were really going for it, and they made some... They're very tasteful, like, jokes. I really like this episode, actually. I know it was kind of a filler episode.
Total filler episode.
But I really like... As far as filler episodes go, I really enjoyed this episode.
I liked it, too. I liked moments of the episode.
You can't just agree with me, Zach.
I'll agree with you.
You can't just let us have it. It's all right. But a lot happened tonight, I think. This definitely was foreshadowing.
A lot.
So let's get into it. First up, Chester's back. Hey, Chester. How you doing?
No. None of that.
No?
Too much of that.
You and Jeff get to hit on Iris and Caitlin.
I'm not doing
and
any
Frost.
Of that. I had all my seasons way before to
Every
get it all out. I'm just
it's Iris West and it's Frost and it's Caitlin. And I want to say, hey, Chester, and it's no.
I'm about it. I'm just not about the implications of where he's coming and might be replacing is all.
Oh, okay. So.
You know, well, Team Cisco, which we got none of tonight.
Well, let's talk about it, baby boy.
Let's do it.
We got a lot to. So Chester's out in full Chester-isms, if you will. You know, okay. Lots of pow, lots of energy, good to go, and he
party people, right? What do you say? What up, party people?
Yep,
his catchphrase.
Yes, and I like it. And he's back, and he's trying to readjust to this new life, this new meta life that he now has. And who better to help him than the good sis to see you?
I mean, we haven't seen her for a few episodes, so it was interesting having her come back in to the fold.
Yes. What we see in this with their little storyline is that they are both kind of having a hard time coming into this new phase of their lives.
Adjustment,
Chester, you know, wanting to ask out this coffee girl, Natalie, and then Cecile going into the whole metahuman attorney and giving up her DA position that she's had for 20 years. Hmm. So she focuses on Chester and tries to fix his problems, instead kind of blows up his whole spot for him.
Yeah. Which is okay. Like, I'm happy he, like, didn't get with Natalie. Mm-hmm. I don't need another love story. They could have gone about things maybe a little differently. Are we talking about Chester or are we talking about Cecile?
Let's talk about both of them.
Okay, because Cecile, I just feel like we had this already. This happened before. A crisis of identity. Oh, my God, I have powers. Like, who am I now? Oh, my God, I have powers and I'm trying to do something different. Who am I? Like, I don't want to see this again.
But I think it's a very realistic feeling. Insecurity isn't a one-off.
Why not, hey, I'm a mother. Where's my daughter? Like, that I could get on board with. Like, I have a newborn child. Not, oh, I was a DA agent for 20 years, or head of the DA and for 20 years, and now all of a sudden I'm a lawyer. Like,
but I think that's important to address because...
A little bit, yes, but not like...
She's had a career for 20 years, though. That's a huge...
That's a huge change.
And to be... And like she said, they replaced me like it was nothing. And I think... I know...
That I feel. That I get. Like, that hurts.
That hurts. And it's...
Yeah.
And it's also like, I literally went on a rant on Twitter about this the other day. If you guys follow me, you probably saw it. About how this whole grind mode culture is kind of BS, because at the end of the day, companies and businesses and whatnot, you know, you sacrifice all this for the sake of your career. And at the end of the day, when you're
replaced.
Yeah, you're replaced like it's nothing. Like, that company or whatever will continue on without you. And it's one of those, like, you have to check yourself and check your mental health and see how you are, you know, instead of, like, putting your career above, like, your well-being.
Everything else, yeah.
She was replaced like it was nothing. And I get how that hurts. You invested 20 years of your life.
Yeah. But she knew. She had to have known, like, someone... Like, there was going to be somebody, like, right below her.
Well, of course, there's someone right behind you, but...
someone is gunning for that job.
But for there not even to be, like, a grace period of, like...
Not a grace period, but
I think that when you've invested that much of your time and your life into something, and for it to be so easily like, okay, bye. Anyways.
It's not like a whole, hey, let's have a mini arc within an episode.
This was a filler episode.
Okay, so I don't need filler within... It's like, what are you, incepting me with fillers?
But I think it was a great way to bring in the Chester thing, because what I feel like they're doing, and I know you said you didn't like this, but I feel like, because she even tells Chester at the end of the episode after he asked out Natalie, and she says no, and Chester's like, you know what, I'm good with that, like, because I'm enjoying who I am, this new life that I have for myself. And she says, and I quote, you wouldn't fit in well at Star Labs. And
yeah, I know.
I personally feel...
We got that twice tonight. With two different characters.
Yeah, and I feel like they're introducing us to these new characters and they're giving these storylines and they're humanizing these people because they want us to care about them. Hmm. Because they're
to
either...
To lose them or to replace, though? Because it could very easily, I mean,
I feel crisis. So with Allegra, which we'll get in more with her, I don't know if she's staying around. With Chester, I kind of feel like Chester is...
Yeah.
Stepping up.
He definitely seems like he was establishing himself, like, going throughout the whole lab, understanding, like, how to use the satellite, understanding all the equipment. The sonic wrench, I don't understand. Like, I'm almost certain it reverberates in my head, and I feel like every season I hear someone say the sonic wrench. Chat, correct me or help me out to think if I'm right or wrong. But, like, I think it's, like, a running joke within the writers or something. It came out and pointed – it was in my head – but yeah, he really seems like he could replace Cisco very easily.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of people in the chat like Chester, which shout out to you guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We love when you guys give us your opinions.
Logan Knight saying he's relatable since he's awkward around people. Logan has felt that way. I felt that way around my crush. I get it. It sucks.
It's a rough time.
It is. You know what we didn't get out of him, though? Any of his powers. Like, I forgot he was a metahuman. And the fact that it was, like, Cecile and him both pairing how to, like, take on this newfound life of theirs.
I feel like that's the Flash separating him from the other metas that have come through, though, is by giving us episodes with him not using his powers because they're humanizing
him. Oh, I'm okay with him not using his powers.
Yeah.
I just... you would think there would be something a little bit there, like, hey, hold the horse, like, slow the horses down. Like, you just came out of however long week of a stasis that, like, or month stasis that had no toilet in there. Mm-hmm. And, like, how are you, like, feeling? Like, do you, like, can we trust you to be okay outside of this thing now? Like, no one would, like, Cisco should have at least been there to be like, hey, dude, like.
I kind of feel like they did an episode without Cisco with Chester to show you that they can have that comedic relief without.
Yeah, but we had that already with Ralph before. We know that can
happen. But it's a different type of humor.
Okay.
I think Cisco.
No, it is. You're right. Yeah.
Cisco and Chester are very smart humor, and Ralph is very, like, bless your heart humor.
Yeah.
You know? And, yeah, like, pop culture references.
100%.
But, I don't know. I know people were upset that we said that we thought Cisco was possibly out. But, I mean.
I know.
You know, this
is something that we have to face.
It's six seasons in, you know? Sometimes actors want to try different things.
Yeah.
It's not to say that Cisco's gone, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see less of Cisco.
Yeah. I mean, we've been seeing a lot less of a lot of people.
Yeah. And I'm not even saying necessarily Cisco's the one to go, but I do think there's going to be changes to Team Flash. And I do think they're showing us the possibility of other members of Team Flash.
I mean, if not tonight's episode of like showing Barry like wanting to have Ralph being like the main hero for Central City. I mean, it's very mirroring in what we're seeing with like Chester and Cisco. Poor old Cisco.
Poor Cisco. Let's talk about Allegra and Nash. Before we talk about Allegra and Nash, I just want to thank you guys so much for tuning in every single week. It really is so crazy to us that you guys want to watch our little show.
Just a little show.
Just a little show. But we appreciate you guys. I see you all in the chat. You know, AfterBuzz TV, we don't only do after shows for DC Universe. We also do after shows for all of your favorite TV shows. So make sure you guys like and subscribe and check out all of our other after shows here at AfterBuzz TV, and check out our sister networks, Black Hollywood Live and Popcorn Talk, because we are trying to give you guys the best content possible, original content, so you guys should check it out. And thank you all for making us the ESPN of TV talk. Anyway.
Nice. Drop that little one there.
Back to Allegra and Nash. Nash needs Allegra because she is a walking
talking UV light.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, yeah.
And he kind of messes up and tells her that
Everything. I was waiting. Iris did something to like have her like back off, but I forgot what it was, and now it just came to my head. She said, "I will tell you when the time is right." Mm-hmm. Right? That's what it was? In the field. Okay. I couldn't remember.
And apparently
Chester doesn't know, and she didn't know either. So like I feel like Chester's about to like the door's gonna blow open wide for him as well. I'm surprised he didn't see anything while hacking through everything, but yeah. Allegra. Can't even say her own name right.
Bless her heart. Allegra knows everything now though.
How do you feel about that? About like Nash saying telling her everything as opposed to coming from somebody else?
I have a theory about Nash that I was kind of telling you before, and we had to check with the Arrow panel to see if.
But we didn't get any answers.
We didn't get any really answers.
No answers. So maybe hold off on that for your predictions. But you could still kind of.
But because there's a very interesting father-daughter dynamic going on with Allegra and Nash. And I feel like he kind of confides in her because of she reminds him of someone.
Right. Okay, but to counter that, I feel like maybe the writers are just doing something that we do get to see pairings of people. And like there was that running joke one or two times in different seasons, definitely in this one, I remember Cisco saying like, look, we'll get along eventually. You know, we're going to hate each other first and then we'll become best pals or whatnot and work together side by side. And we've seen that actually Jesse and Harrison work very well together. And like that duo is a great duo. So maybe the writers are just trying to like not bring Jesse back, but give another father-daughter-esque duo with the Wells because they know it works. Like he could play that father figure very well.
He can.
Very versatile.
I did really like the ragdoll reference that they threw in there. Because he said something.
Ragdoll, like the character? The character.
In
Halloween.
Could you do that again? Thank you so much. because she said something about,
I didn't catch that.
Something being creepy, and she said watching Ragdoll and eat in Iron Heights was like.
Oh, that creepy. Was so fast. Yeah.
Okay. come on, Ragdoll. But we find out, you know, because Allegra wants to, he wants Allegra to help. She backs off when she finds out that he wants to kill the monitor. And we find out that her fear is basically her becoming Esperanza, which is her cousin who we see in this episode.
Was it her twin cousin or something like that?
No, they both.
They were just, they look,
they do look very similar, but they both were affected the same night and became metahumans the same night. So they have similar powers.
Artmaster Austin Prophet says, I think Allegra is Nash's daughter's doppelganger. There was a lot of talk about doppelgangers. She even said, hey, wait, tell me more about these doppelgangers after he like kind of opened the, you know, box of things. Spilled the tea.
I taught Zach what spilled the tea
spilled
meant.
The tea. I saw that. I saw that on
last week or so
on a Snapchat thing of like you know, one of those video game ones. And like, we're spilling the tea. I'm like,
what?
You're doing sorry. All right.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Thank you.
So proud of you.
I digress. Anyway.
Anyway. But you know, she does end up helping, and we kind of get to see what's behind the wall, and there is
there was little rocks of Eternium that was all sprinkled all over this place, which, by the way, was only in a circumference of a thing. Like, Barry probably could have gone above it. I don't know. But there was writing that I couldn't catch. Chat, I would love for maybe one of you guys screenshot, send us, you know, whatever, whenever you can. It looked like some type of writing that we saw similar to the Barry's book that we had a few seasons ago, the time writing.
Yeah.
Which was cool. I don't know how to read it.
I don't know either, but it's exciting to see that. That's
exciting to see that.
That's going to hopefully all tie in, because it didn't tie in super well.
Not at
when
all.
when we first got it. So if so, it'd be cool if like it all comes together now, which I think it is based off of the previews we saw for next week. I'm just going to throw out my who I think my Nash theory. Should I?
Yeah,
throw it out now?
Yeah, it's not a prediction. It's more of a theory. Yeah.
Yeah. So as of right now, please don't drag me, okay? First of all, because I'm an Aquarius, y'all. Y'all know I'll fight you back. Anyway, we don't know a lot about Nash.
Nothing.
I kind of feel like
we're not getting anything of what the writer said he was supposed to be either.
Yeah,
which is very confusing.
I do like Artmaster Austin Prophet's. I think Allegra is Nash's daughter's doppelganger.
Heat Reaper saying Allegra reminds me of Jesse Quick.
Yeah. So what I was kind of wondering is, obviously Earth 2, we know Earth 2 is gone, but we don't know
as of now. Yeah.
But we don't know where Harrison.
Spoilers, by the way. Sorry. Anyone who hasn't.
Well.
Yeah. It's okay.
The crisis is coming, so you should know.
You should know, yeah.
But we don't know what happened to Wells, and we don't know what happened to Jesse Quick.
No mention of them.
I kind of wonder if this Nash is Wells.
Okay.
And I'm not saying Jesse Quick is dead or anything, but I'm also saying maybe there's something that happened to where him and Jesse Quick are separated, and he doesn't know what's going on, like what happened to her. And maybe Allegra reminds him of Jesse.
And that's why he's kind of taken a liking and like under his wing kind of thing. Yeah.
Again, that's a very off the wall theory, so don't drag me. It was just like who could he possibly be talking about?
I mean, we have seen doppelgangers not be like, what was it, Earth 2, Barry Allen was just some dork, like not the Flash.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have the power. So I mean, there could be doppelgangers that were like different. I mean, obviously Barry's parents were like not Barry's parents.
Right.
So it could
so
very
Jesse
well be
Quick
like,
could be somebody different.
Yes. This could be like his daughter could be her, Allegra, but not, you know. I see where you're going with it.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
But who knows? I don't know.
It's a cool running theory. We'll see.
Yeah. It was
hi
just
there. What's up?
Not much. How are you?
Go away. My phone was off.
Siri out here. Siri has a theory as well. But she is not going to share it today. But let's get into the meat and potatoes, if you will. Do you know what that saying?
I know what that saying is. That's
because that's from your generation.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, grandpa. But the real meat and potatoes of this episode, obviously, is Barry and Ralph. You know, at the beginning of the episode, we see that Barry is planning to announce Elongated Man as the newest, like,
The superhero. Each city has their own, like, Supergirl.
Yeah.
And
so he's
Arrow, he will be.
Right.
Central Cities.
I know that we said this was a filler episode, but I feel like this, even though it was, there are some important tidbits that were dropped because Barry goes along with Ralph to, you know, do his PI work to go find Sue.
Yeah.
And then they end up in this kind of...
James Bond movie.
Very James Bond. First of all, Grant and Hartley, A1 in a suit. I mean, damn.
Now, but that's did you like the disheveled Grant?
No, disheveled.
Together Grant?
No. Disheveled Grant. Disheveled Grant. Drunk Barry Allen. Fake drunk Barry Allen.
Alan Barry.
Here for it. Loved it. Loved that journey for him. But, you know, it was fun to watch Ralph in his element. And I feel like we don't get to see him. We don't get to see Ralph in control and Barry kind of be like a fish out of water. So it was very fun to see the power dynamic switch.
It's kind of come full circle a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, we did kind of get this a little bit last episode with Sisko and Barry. Barry's just like kind of testing everything. And this, like, every episode is kind of, how will we do without Barry? And, I mean, obviously we're seeing the team do very well with, you know, Barry flauntering a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I think the writers are doing that on purpose to give us hope that, you know, their show could go on without Barry.
Yeah.
No, it's not. But I liked it. It was cool. This is like the saving grace of the episode. I'm a huge Bond fan, first off. So I like the homage.
There's a lot of Bond references.
And I love that Ralph was just calling him out on all the stuff, especially because, like, Ralph is that guy. Mm-hmm. But I really liked it because we got to see a different side of Ralph where Ralph was, like, in his prime. Like,
yeah.
This is like what Ralph might have been before he kind of like went a little corrupt when we first met him. Mm-hmm. And like why he got into things that he was, and he's good at what he does. Like he was talking about like, oh, last summer I spent all of my time at like these flashy gals, and Barry's like, I don't know how he could get in, and he steps out with the suit and everything and not like the elongated suit. I loved it. He was great.
I like that because Ralph a lot of times is the, you know, punchline of the joke. And I like that even though there were jokes made, Ralph wasn't a joke.
No, he wasn't. He was very much a leading man. Yeah. Like he is what I envisioned elongated man show would be like.
I was going to say this. I wish Shiksha was here because I was going
to
say.
This is the time for her to shine.
This episode made me feel like, you know what?
I could see it.
I'm sold. I'm sold on the elongated 100%. Man show.
I don't need him to be like Bond all the time, but he's very much like, hey, Barry, there's a time for masks and cowls, and there's a time for human side.
Right.
And, like, he proved himself very well in this.
I will say that there was something that Ralph said that really, I feel like, is going to flip the entire season. And that was when they are, you know, because they play the game with Remington Meester, and it's very Bond-esque, and obviously they get caught because Barry does a Barry thing where he doesn't listen to other people and he thinks he knows what's best, and he ends up getting them caught. And while they are, you know, tied up, Ralph goes into, well, Barry tells him, you know, I'm planning on handing over the reins to you. And Ralph tells him, you know, Ralph Dibney is equally as important as Elongated Man, and that they're two separate identities, and that Barry Allen is just as important as The Flash.
Yeah.
I think I said this a couple weeks ago, but just because The Flash dies doesn't mean that Barry Allen dies. You know?
Yeah, I mean, we've been toying with that theory of, like, Flash.
Yeah, but I feel like this kind of confirms
Flash dying could be, like, Flash losing his powers, but Barry Allen still stays alive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And seeing, and
he doesn't say Barry Allen, The Flash, must die, just The Flash.
Yeah, and also playing with the idea that Barry has a hard time separating, finding value in Barry Allen and separating himself from The Flash and making it two different people.
Ooh. And to, like,
because that would be a big sacrifice for Barry.
I think what you just said is better supported with the ending of this episode as well, where Ralph had the bright idea to give the Medal of Honor to Barry.
Mm-hmm, because it's now acknowledging Barry as we see who you beyond are. Yeah.
So you're I the took hero. That as a completely different thing. I thought that was more of like, pull up my heartstrings. We're going to really get rid of Barry here. We're really going to get rid of the Flash. So we're honoring him. And like people are coming to terms with, you know, Barry leaving.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like a whole different side that I just didn't even, that makes perfect sense.
Because we've seen before where Barry has kind of like briefly lost his powers and he's had to take a step back. But what we haven't seen is what that would look like over multiple episodes. And I think it would be interesting to see Crisis. He has to give up the Flash. The Flash has to die.
Yeah.
Barry Allen doesn't. And maybe we take out the rest of this season where Barry Allen has to, you know, be Barry Allen and be the superhero rather than the Flash.
Only issue with that is where do they go with that season 7?
I think there's, I mean, obviously I think he would get his powers back.
I don't need that though. We've had that before. Barry loses his powers. It goes to somebody else and he somehow gets it back. You know, that's a whole, that's they're recycling things.
But I wouldn't be mad at seeing, well, because they introduced Chester, mm-hmm. Meta.
Yeah.
Cecile, Meta.
Yeah.
Cisco, not a Meta, but there's been hints that he's going to be a Meta again because of the vision. He's vibe clearly in that vision of the crisis.
That was just, I think that's a...
That was when Barry was looking at all the possible...
I know, and I think that was thrown at us to, like, give us something to look over here, but something really is happening right here. You know, whatever
but
that's
I'm saying,
called. But yeah, I get what you're
either
saying.
Either way, there's a lot of Metas.
Yes. So what
Allegra,
are you trying to say about...
Meta. I'm saying that there's a possibility. I wouldn't be mad at doing a season where Barry's not the Flash in that sense. But still, you know, I mean, we got to see him do hand-to-hand combat tonight without being the Flash, without using Flash powers. It's not impossible. I mean, for God's sakes, Batman and Batwoman don't have super, like, they're not metas.
No.
So it would be interesting
to... The arrow isn't either, but, you know, could have. I get you.
Whatever. But I'm saying, like, it would be something different.
I think if that... I still go with my thing of, like, I just end the show if that's the case.
I wouldn't do it for more than a season, but I think...
Yeah, I know.
I think
it's a season's an unnecessary season, unless it was just like, hey, we're going to, like, split this off into multiple different shows.
But I think that they would leave the opportunity for that to happen because we've been playing with the elongated man idea of a spinoff. So maybe that this would be a setup
for
all
of it. Setup and goodbye.
Yeah.
Okay, I could be happy with that. I'm fine with that.
Let me have it, Zach.
I'm giving it to you.
All right.
Yeah.
But I did... So, obviously, like, Iris and Ralph meet up at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
And, you know, he showed us some pictures so briefly. But
I did not catch who that guy was, by the way.
I didn't catch it, but I know that his little emblem had something to do with that meta ring or whatever. That
the Ring of Fire?
That Ultraviolet's a part of.
Yeah, those episodes were so fast for me.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I know
that
it's
much.
All connected, and it's what Iris was investigating.
Oh, like they're hiring metas to do.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Yes. Oh, so, okay. And that's how she came back.
Yes.
People in low places. Meister not shocking himself with his rings. Don't understand that. Okay.
But yeah, I obviously that's like a bigger.
They keep giving us these stories.
I know.
I can't.
I just hope they don't take too long to follow this up because that's what stresses me out. I forgot. Yeah, exactly. That we, you know, it takes too many episodes for us to get the next chapter of that plot line. And then it's hard to draw back and remember who these people are.
100%.
Because
I almost forgot Ramsey.
Yeah.
And he popped up. I was like, oh, that's right. We're dealing with him, too.
Because you also got to remember, for most of us, most people are watching multiple CW DC Universe shows.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine trying to keep up.
Yeah. So when you have a plot line that's that stretched out, you know, it gets a little stressful.
Very stressful.
A little stressful. But I did really love the, you know, Barry getting a Medal of Honor. I thought that was
very heartwarming. It was very heartfelt. I know in the beginning of the episode, it looked like Joe was, like, more in line with, like, why Barry was doing what he was doing. Like, there was a sudden, like, why are you doing this? But, like, he knows Barry's very accepting of him, like, dying. And he's getting on board. It's strange to see one after the next of our main cast kind of fall in line with being like, well, this is what's happening, so we just have to deal with it.
I also think it's a very defining moment for Ralph, though. The moment that Ralph and Joe had where they kind of just nodded at each other. Like, they knew that there was a plan because I thought it showed leadership on Ralph's behalf that...
The beginning episode or the end?
The end, yes. Where they nodded at each other like they knew what they were also going to do at the thing. I felt like that was just, like, to show kind of leadership on Ralph's behalf that, you know...
He was thoughtful.
He's thoughtful.
Thoughtless.
Yeah.
Thoughtful. Yeah. What am I trying
Selfless.
To say? Selfless. Thank you.
I got you.
Not thoughtful. Thoughtless.
But I liked it. But, I mean, the episode ends with... Ramsey!
With him. With
and Ralph.
It's very confusing. So strange. I mean, like, wasn't Iris just in that same room, too? Like, I looked down for a second, so I don't know. Like, Iris walked out and he walked in. Like, where did he come from?
I don't know, but he stresses me out.
He's like a crazy zombie now. He's very weird.
He was so hot, and now he's so scary. Oh my God. So stressful.
Let's get into the chat a little bit, because they're going wild right now. Sure. I just want to highlight, someone did ask, which I think is kind of, it's cool, because it's Ralph episode, what would Elongated Man's drink be at Jitters? The name of the drink. I'm sorry, I can't find your name, who said it, but it... it's a tough one, right? Chat, let's think of some cool names, put it in the comments later, and we'll rehash it next week. I would love to choose a winner on that one. That'd be kind of fun. Because everyone has a drink.
Yeah. What's Vibes? Vibes is Vibachino.
The Vibachino, which the only mention of kind of Cisco tonight, I guess. Yeah. Right? I don't know. I mean.
Like an elongated espresso? Elongated latte?
Elongated latte. I don't know. I'm not much. I just drink like coffee.
Elongate?
I'm sure there's some weird, crazy drink that you could mix together that would have to, like, you stretch something out or something's long with like caramel. Caramel's long and stretchy, right? You know?
Libby B26, I want to read out your ideas, but honestly, that's not what I think. I don't think of coffee when I read those names. But I see where you're going, and I admire your effort.
What, me?
Or no.
I'm confused at what you're saying.
Libby B26 in the chat was giving their ideas for coffee names.
Oh, got you. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. We'll rehash that like next week or
not
something.
Not safe for work.
Okay.
Elongated chino. Elongated frappe.
Cool.
I don't know. I worked at Starbucks for like 6 months and was like, that's enough for me.
Peace. Yeah.
Don't make me decaf you.
Oh my God.
But let's get into meta tweets.
Yes, please. Let's do so.
You guys had some hits this week.
We had some funny ones. So, I mean, this tonight's episode was great. For all you guys who don't know what meta tweets are, we get to rehash some of the funny things that we got to see while watching you live tweet at us or at The Flash. We're going to start off with Christina Hart. Flash slime. See Garza 1027 yelled with the smiley, laughy face. Hashtag the Flash. I definitely cracked up at this. We have Ralph trying to be all suave, smooth, Bond-esque, and my business partner. Yes, we just sold off our multi-million-dollar companies, and he's over there like choking on something, being like the quintessential Barry Allen that I remember from like season one.
And I missed him.
I missed that so much. And he comes over, he's like, he licks his like tongue with something. Like, oh, excuse me, I'm so sorry. Hi, nice to meet you.
We sold our company for many millions
of dollars. I loved it. It made me chortle. You know, that's a good one. And then we have Candace's signature temple vein. Yeah, that's a clever one. At Iris Knowles, Candace and Grant about to show you why they're the best DC TV leads next week. Again, you love to see it. Hashtag The Flash. Now, I get this now. I didn't understand what it was until, you know.
We had to explain it to Grandpa.
Talk to me about it. But she's falling over dramatically because next week is going to be a very dramatic episode, which I'm very excited about. We shall see where that goes. Next, we have Kimberly with hearts. Oh, I like that. At Kimberly Love, hold on. Next week, are we seeing Barry and Iris's future baby? Because I saw a crib, hashtag The Flash. I mean, when I saw that, I thought maybe it was just, you know, The Flash going back into, like, childhood memories. But there was a crib there.
I'm stressed.
And it's...
Well, because there was there were the markings, like he did last season, on the crib. You know, what did he say last season? You remember when he came out of the Speed Force?
And that was like two seasons ago.
2 seasons ago.
He said, yeah, we need more diapers.
90 seasons ago. Yes, that one.
Yeah, we need more diapers. Time writings.
Yes, yeah. Those time writings were on the crib.
They were.
I'm pretty sure I saw them.
But, I mean, hey, look, we're getting a lot next week.
It was very quick, but I'm pretty sure they were there.
It was. And then probably the best of all tonight.
My favorite.
Yeah, no, this is great because, I mean, let's just face it. This is from Iris Knowles, at Iris Knowles again. Barry, tell Iris, back up, babe. I don't want you to get hurt. And then just Barry and Ralph and Caitlin just there, not to you. You both can choke, hashtag The Flash. I mean, I thought it was hilarious. Like, yeah, a lot could have happened. He ran into that wall and is it not playing?
You gotta save Bay.
You gotta just save Bay, but like you have a whole team.
Yeah, but they're metas. They can walk it off.
I guess so. Whatever. Know? He got what was coming to him. Running into the wall and just, you know, not being able to flash right through there.
That did not go over well.
It did not.
There we go.
Here it comes. I mean, nice of him to... Hey, babe.
Boom.
Sorry. Mary. She comes out of nowhere.
Did you know that would happen?
Yeah. You hate to see it.
I love Nash. He's funny. And that is our meta tweets, guys. We always appreciate it. Tweet at us while we are watching. Tweet us when you're on the East Coast. We'll check it out, and maybe you will get featured next.
Okay. Thank you so much for that, boo. Let's get into news and gossip, because there is some exciting news this week.
There is some exciting news. So this week's news, we actually, tonight's episode was directed by none other Danielle Panabaker. This is what, her second, third episode that she's directed?
It's her second. She did Godspeed.
She did. I thought there was another one.
Was there?
I thought there was another one. Could be wrong. But she got to direct this episode again, which is pretty cool. And in other news with her, this is kind of wild.
Mm-hmm.
She's expecting her first child with husband Hayes Robbins.
That's so exciting.
I didn't know she was married. But that's awesome. Congratulations.
Are you doing okay? I know that hurt.
It hurt, but I'm doing okay.
Yeah, I felt fine. That's how I felt when Grant got married.
I know.
We'll get through it.
We all feel it now. It's officially come full circle. But she is having a baby. Her reps confirms it. Exclusive to People magazine. She'll be having a bundle of joy in spring of 2020. Whether it is a boy or girl, I'm not sure if they know yet. I'm not sure if they want to say.
She did post that cute little Instagram where she said, eating for two.
Yes.
I like that.
So lovely. And there's some other photos with her and her husband. And I think even talking about the episode or two. So
I'm excited because I wonder if it's going to play into the storyline or if we're getting maybe Chester is replacing Caitlin for a minute in Killer Frost.
Question for you now.
Oh, God. Okay.
How will this play if she starts the show? And, I mean, Caitlin, for all intents and purposes, could get, you know, preggers on the show, but with Killer Frost?
I don't know.
Whose baby would it be? And what would happen?
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, I don't know if she's... I don't know if maybe she'll go off the show and they'll find some reason for her to be gone for a little bit.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But then again, I mean, Scandal was able to hide Kerry Washington's pregnancy the entire time.
There was a lot of shows that they were able to hide pregnancies. Movies and everything.
Get a giant purse.
Yeah. And then there is one other that I know, Drew, you'd like to talk about that regards the crisis, what do they call it, emblems or the promos?
Yes, I have a bone to pick.
Go ahead, let's pick
this bone. I
didn't
get to bring it up on Black Lightning.
Well, now you have an opportunity
to. But since we're on The Flash, I'm going to.
Okay.
They bring up the crisis, right?
Yep.
The letters, each letter has
somebody
in it.
Yeah.
Where's Black Lightning? They're not...
I think it's purposely done because we have no mention of Black Lightning. We don't know that Black Lightning even exists. And from up until this point, like, the writers are like, oh, yeah, Black Lightning's in its separate entity, and they're just drawing it together now. I mean, there's probably a lot of people that don't watch Black Lightning that will be, like, very surprised to be like, hey, go check out The Flash because this is going to be
crossing. I don't watch
crossing.
Batwoman, but has Batwoman cross-referenced with the other DC shows?
I don't watch Batwoman. I don't watch that.
She was in a letter.
Yeah, but Batwoman is like the featured thing for this year. You know, she's the new replacement to the DC to the Arrowverse.
But this is Black Lightning's first time in the crossovers.
Yes, but they were never part of the universe.
But they are now, so they're being introduced. So they should be in a letter.
I mean, you could say the same thing about like Smallville and all these other ones because, like, now you know they're being introduced into the Arrowverse. It's all a bunch of retconning that, you know, like, did they like it? Did they not like it? We'll see what works and doesn't work.
Black Lightning fans, we ride at dawn to riot.
I feel like maybe we will get one.
I did see the Crisis promo for Black Lightning, and it was exciting.
Okay.
And obviously there's been pictures of the, you know, different crossovers, and we've seen different people interacting with different people.
Yeah, so, and that's like exciting. Each letter is like associated, and it's all out of order too. Mm-hmm. Like the pictures and whatever flashes you see within it, it's not supposed to mean anything, at least as far as I've been like read and everything.
And I do know, because if you watch the Black Lightning after show, I talked about it there last week. I did go to the Black Lightning set, and I do know that, obviously, Cress Williams, who plays Jefferson Pierce, a.k.a. Black Lightning, did film scenes with Grant Gustin, a.k.a. The Flash.
Yeah, we saw, like, background.
And they said that those weren't the only two who were going to be interacting from the two different shows with each other. So, we'll see.
We shall see.
But I put him in a letter. Dang it.
He'll get a letter. We still have a few episodes left, right?
No, we have an episode next week, and then
okay, so they'll probably we can put out more promos.
And then I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm stressed, Zach. Okay.
I know you are.
Let's get into our prediction.
Let's do it.
And now you're after Buzz.
Give it to me.
Next week. All right. So I think they're doing a little misdirection with us here. Mm-hmm. I think we're led to believe. I think this is going to be an episode kind of like all in Barry's mind. Mm. Kind of similar to when we had Nora and we had to go through her like mind temple of good and bad and whatnot. I think we're kind of going to do the same thing. Equally so, though. Barry might actually be being taken over by Ramsey, and he has to like fight the like maybe his like the blood is going in him, and he's like battling with inside himself to like take control of the body. I think maybe this will be the episode where Ramsey is kind of defeated.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
I dig it. Right. I think they're working very hard to separate Barry Allen and the Flash, and I think that
okay, we're going that way.
Yeah, I think that Barry Allen, we're gonna get Barry Allen as is for the remainder of the season.
Okay.
And the Flash, he's gonna have to sacrifice being the Flash in Crisis, and that's obviously a very deep sacrifice for him. He's obviously gonna do it because it's Barry Allen, but I think we're gonna see that play out.
Art Master Austin Prophet says he predicts Iris is pregnant by Crisis.
Ew.
Well, we did say that last week on vacation.
That suit was probably doing it for her.
The suit? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was doing it for me. So I get it. I get it, sis. But, I mean, next week we'll have our full panel to dive into everything. But until then, Zach, where can they find you?
Guys, my name is Zach Silverman. You can find me all across social media at Zach with a CH Silverman 2.
And I'm your girl, Drew Jones. You guys can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ. And make sure to follow AfterBuzz TV on all things at AfterBuzz TV. Until next time, guys, we'll see you all next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.